A few new faces are joining New Westminster City Council, and an incumbent lost her bid for a second term in office. First-time council candidate Ruby Campbell topped the polls with 8,354 votes. A member of the Community First New West slate, Campbell said she was shocked and grateful to be elected, and is ready to get to work. Housing. We need to figure out a way to house people. We just need to figure out a way that works for everybody. We're in a housing crisis. We have to figure out a gentle, kind, efficient way to figure out how we can make the homes for people, she said. And then, obviously, climate emergency. I mean, look at it, it's October and we're having August weather. So we need to figure out how we can do everything through a climate lens. The 2022 race featured 12 candidates vying for 6 councillor seats, 6 Community First New West candidates, 5 New West Progressives and 1 Independent. Incumbent Jamie McAvoy placed second in the polls with 7,927 votes, beating his previous best tally of 6,799 votes. Having placed third, 2011 and 2014, and fourth, 2018, and sixth, 2008, in the race for the 6 seats on council, McAvoy's second-place finish was his highest placement in 5 elections. McAvoy, a Community First New West candidate, said he wasn't able to do a lot of door-knocking during the campaign, but feels that people know who he is and are mostly satisfied with the work he's done during 4 terms on council. Personally, I started this campaign not sure I should run because I'm dealing with arthritis in my spine, and I can't hear people on the doorsteps, said McAvoy, who is experiencing some hearing loss. So, personally, I've been on the doorsteps less than ever. Preliminary results show that first-time council candidate Tasha Henderson placed third with 7,704 votes, followed by incumbent Nadine Nakagawa at 7,663. While the top 4 spots went to Community First New West candidates, New West Progressives candidates took the final 2 spots on council, Paul Minhas with 7,252 and Daniel Fontaine with 7,189. McAvoy ventured over from the Community First New West election night party at Angelina's in River Market to the Inn at the Quay, where the New West Progressives gathered, to congratulate Minhas and Fontaine on being elected. One-term incumbent councillor Chinu Das lost her re-election bid, placing 7th in the 6-person councillor race. She had 7,027 votes. That's politics, Das told The Record. I wouldn't be honest if I didn't say there was some disappointment, but I'm not devastated. I have other things I want to do as well. Das said she's sad she won't be returning to council but believes the city is in good hands. She said she'll miss working with the diligent and wonderful staff who work so hard for the city. I'm thrilled that so many people on Community First got in. They all worked very hard, so I'm really happy for them, she said. I'm just hoping that they have a great term ahead. A trio of New West Progressives candidates, Rick Folka, 6,283, Karima Budwani, 6,204, and Jai Lee McCarthy, 6,012, placed 8th, 9th and 10th. The final 2 spots went to Community First candidate Barakat Kabid with 5,786 votes and independent candidate Daniel Ampong with 3,743. Campbell said she was heartbroken that Das lost her seat, saying she was a mentor and a champion for the city. She was disappointed that Kabid did not get elected, saying he would have been a great representative from Queensborough. Incumbent councillor Mary Trentadue did not seek re-election. Jonathan Cody's decision not to seek re-election as mayor, and incumbent councillors Patrick Johnston and Chuck Puchmayer's decision to run for mayor, cleared the way for some new faces on city council. Campbell, who formerly worked at New Westminster City Hall, said she's extremely thrilled that Johnston will lead the city. He's got the vision we need for the future. He is a strong team player. I'm thrilled for him, but I'm thrilled for our city. I'm thrilled for our residents that they have somebody like Pat, she said. I would be remiss if I don't say I'm going to miss Jonathan. He's done incredible work. I've seen it from the inside. I'm going to miss him. But Pat is where we need to be. He's a big thinker, and he knows how to get stuff done. I'm thrilled.